Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Keough. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rich Severson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Nelson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Roger Nelson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keough. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Severson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Severson. May moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is hit by the pitch. Hairman moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough strikes out. There goes Oliver. The throw from Hairman to Aparicio, and Oliver is out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hopkins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 1 in the game. Fiore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0 for 1 in the game. Severson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fiore moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fiore moves to third. One out. Jim Campanis pinch hits for Roger Nelson. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fiore scores. Campanis moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hedlund now pitching. Jim Campanis now catching. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing left field. Joe Keough now playing first base. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly who is chasing the ball. O'Brien reaches third base with a triple. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Severson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 2 in the game. Noop hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 2 in the game. Horlan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. John Matias now playing right field. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Severson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matias. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Severson moves to third. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0 for 1 in the game. Campanis hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Severson scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, White Sox. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-3 in the game. Noop hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Otis moves to third. 1 out. Paul Schall pinch hits for Mike Hedlund. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Keough moves to second. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to home to get Otis. Keough moves to third. Schall moves to second. 2 outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keough scores. Schall moves to third. It's 9-3, White Sox. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-3 in the game. Horland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Severson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0-for-2 in the game. Campanis strikes out. 1 out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-4 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.